3 o'clock in the afternoon, high over the curious long plateau somewhere in Venezuela, South America. Doc and Jack have been separated in the great cathedral. Doc has been taken to an inner council chamber in the harem, where he has met the great mother. It has been explained that he was brought to the Lost Plateau in order to be tested for consideration as the chosen husband of Uganda. But Doc objects to the whole idea, even after he's told that the marriage will be terminated at the end of the year. Finally, he's sent back to talk to Jeremiah the Hermit, who was the chosen one before him and who is Uganda's father. And when Jeremiah's arguments also fail, Doc and Uganda were guided to a secluded corner of the Great Plateau, and then left alone in the most beautiful valley which Doc's world-traveled eyes ever had seen.
Man, oh, talk about your fairyland. Trees like I've never seen before. And look at them madness. Who lives here, anyhow?
No one at this particular time. No one but the gardeners in whose care it has been entrusted.
Well, I say one thing. Looks to me like there's a lot of beauty around here that's sort of going to waste.
No. It all has its purpose. And that part will be made clear to you as we go along.
Hey. That's the music again. Coming out of nowhere. That's the kind we heard on the Rainbow Bridge. And looky, it's bringing the birds, or the birds are bringing the music or something.
The birds are coming to welcome us here.
And they're all white, like white doves.
Yes. And they live in those ivory towers across the meadow where the trees grow.
Yeah? White doves in ivory towers? You wouldn't be who or me, would you?
Oh, no. Stand quietly, Doc, when they come, because many of them will ride on my shoulders. That is always the manner of which they say they're welcome. My little son. Yes, you are beautiful, all of you. Here's them, Doc. Here, have them sing for us.
Sing for us? No, I don't hear nothing.
Not for a song. Can you not hear their singing?
Are you kidding? Well, I can hear you. I can hear that harp music when it comes and goes. But honest to Pete, honey, I can't hear no birds singing. Honest to my grandma, Yolanda, if I can hear a bird sing, I'll eat.
But I do not understand. Go. Go, my boy.
And away they scattered. Gee, it looks like a snowstorm at the center.
Doc, you're here beside me among these flowers.
In the flowers?
Mm-hmm.
Well, but I don't even
see it. Here. Just down beside me. There.
Much of that and enjoy it. Hey, now, what's this about? the edge of the valley. Maybe we better look for a place to keep us dry.
Oh, no, Mr. Bob.
But, honey, unless it's one of those mirages, that's just about as mean a pile of thunder hits stop everything.
Never have rain and thunder and lightning been felt in this valley. Never have the clouds come any closer than you see them now, Doc.
Really? But what keeps them there? The wind must blow this way once in a while.
Doc, this place is called the Valley of Enchantment. Jeremiah and my mother lived here when I was born. And I will live here when my daughter and Tony's born. I will live with the chosen one for a year.
And I am the chosen one.
That's his been decreed.
Uganda, let's walk down the path here, you mind?
Yeah.
I can usually work things out ready when I'm walking.
It shouldn't be so hard to work things out, as you say, in the midst of such beauty as this, if we find it desirable.
Well, I can understand that. He'll ask the fella to lose his head over a gal while he's napping his fingers, but that isn't the point.
You haven't answered me.
Well, you're lovely, Yolanda. If I'd never thought of it before, I'd have known it today.
I could give you great happiness, dear. That I'm sure.
Are you?
I couldn't be anything else. You're written in the stars.
Don't you see something in them stars about that young fella you met when Lieutenant Johnny North, that American flyer lost in the Great Plateau? You will, I think. You look far enough. Or maybe it's deep enough. We were talking about him yesterday in the cathedral, remember?
And I told you then that I am a child of destiny. And my destiny is linked by marriage to you in this valley.
You're so young, Yolanda. I've been around with lots of girls. I've even been engaged. I'm not the kind to make a kid like you happy. Unless you want Johnny North.
No matter what we say, it all comes back to the same thing. I was born to marry the chosen one. And the chosen one is you. That is my destiny. And even as the music, the birds, the flowers all harmonize in this valley, so would our skies harmonize here, too. I am convinced of that. Doc.
Yes, your son?
Look upon me, not as a princess, not as someone from a different land, but as a woman who is...
Altogether too old for the years. Put too much faith in that business of reading the stars.
Oh, Doc Long, you leave it all for me to say. I do not understand you.
Hey, looky here. Look. Well, what do you know? A stream of splashing water that don't make a sound.
You hear nothing?
Not a darn thing.
Oh, I do not know why. We must cross the brook.
Well, that suits me. Come on, I'm going to carry you across.
Oh, but Doc, I am able to cross this brook.
When you're with a gent from the old south. You see those rocks there? I'll just step across from rock to rock. It'll be easy. Come on.
If you wish.
Up we go. Now, tell me, did anybody ever carry you over a brook before?
No, never before.
But just hang on tight. That's all there is to it. Hang on, the rock's slipping.
Oh, yes.
Anybody ever tell you how light you are?
No, no one.
Yeah. Well, you are. Just as light as a downy feather. And there we are.
It wasn't a very wide brook, was it?
You're a funny one. So young and yet so old.
I've never had a man gone around me like this before.
Won't you be long like this?
I've been waiting for you to say that.
Well, honey, you're toast.